You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Associate Director of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Charlotte Fairhurst, who's Director and Head of Financial Wellbeing Business Development at Evelyn Partners. So thank you so much for joining me today, Charlotte.
It's a pleasure. Delighted to be here.
So can you tell us more about your role at Evelyn Partners and your background? What does heading up financial well-being business development entail?
Good question. So I'm one of the team that's leading our new financial well-being proposition called Money Health. And at the moment, it's very much an all-encompassing role because this is effectively a startup within the wider group of Evelyn Partners. So there's lots going on, lots for us to all be working on at the moment. But my core focus is speaking with businesses of all shapes and sizes and sectors to understand how they can enhance their employee value proposition. So it's all about talking to them about their people strategy, what are their priorities, what are the challenges that they're possibly facing with their team at the moment, and how can a financial well-being solution like Money Health help them to improve the engagement of their team, reduce the stress that their team are facing, and generally have a happier, healthier, and more productive workforce.
I love how you said people strategy, because I think that's key, especially in today's world. And actually in every organization, right? People are at the heart of your organization. So what problems are you really trying to solve at Evelyn Partners when it comes to financial well-being? And what is your vision and mission when it comes to it?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of data and stats out there that can frame the size and scale of the problem and the challenge that we're trying to solve. And unfortunately, in the UK, on any given day, over a quarter of the population are stressed out by money. So 26% on any day are anxious and uncertain because of money. Now, it's not taught in schools. It's not on the curriculum at schools, which is perhaps a root cause of some of this. So a lot of people are going into their career, beginning their career without much knowledge around their finances. And that tends to stay throughout their career. You know, we don't necessarily have the support that we need to understand if we're making the right decisions or actually if we could be doing something much better for our financial future. So what we're trying to do is support people, regardless of how much they're earning, regardless of their stage in their career and their age, how can we help them to improve their financial well-being? So this is all about coaching and guidance and technology that can help them to feel empowered to make better decisions. Actually, for the UK population as well, on any given day, 57% of people say that the number one cause of stress for them is their money. And this doesn't just stop at home. Of course, people take these concerns into the workplace as well. And that's why businesses are recognizing that perhaps they have a role to play in helping people reduce their financial stress. If people are worried about money, then that can mean that they're less productive. It might mean that they have more challenging relationships at work. It might even mean that they're having to take time off work because they are worried about money or they feel like they need the time to fix that. People who are stressed by money are also over twice as likely to be looking for a new job. Now, for business, that's really bad news because that means that they're having to replace talent. They might be losing some of their very best people. And it puts a lot of pressure on wage inflation as well. So there's lots of really good reasons why businesses want to support their team with their relationship with money, not just because it's the right thing to do, but also because it's a sensible business decision. This can have ultimately an impact on the bottom line. And on our mission, we're really on a mission to democratize access to financial support. It's previously been seen as something that is only really accessible to the very rich, those perhaps that are C-suite executives or wealthy landowners. But actually, everybody should be able to access financial education and support and coaching. So that's how we are using technology, and we're using expert financial coaches to make this accessible to everybody. And that's why businesses like to support everyone from their graduates, their latest interns, all the way up to the C-suite, to ensure that everybody is supported.
But that's amazing to see that you guys are taking this such an important topic. And I think especially back in the day, people didn't like to talk about money. And the fact that you're making it very inclusive and transparent, and making people more aware of this, it's truly wonderful. So can you share more about your financial well-being program, and how did the program come about, and what was the idea and market, needed behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. So perhaps to cover the second question first. So this came about because we were being asked by the corporates that we work with. So Evelyn Partners, we have almost 10,000 corporate clients that we work with. And the conversation was coming up more and more frequently in terms of what can you do to help our people, and not just the people at the very top of our business, but how can you help everybody? And while for a very long time, for decades now, we've been providing educational seminars, and we've been going in and speaking with employees of businesses on a whole host of topics, from their pensions through to investing options. But actually, what could we do that goes beyond educational seminars? And that's why we, at the beginning of this year, introduced our technology solution to really amplify what we were doing in the financial well-being space. Now, we packaged that up as Money Health, and there are now four key pillars that make up the Money Health proposition. The first of those is the digital platform and app. This is where we're making sure that employees can go and access some really smart tools and resources that can empower them to make better decisions. So whether that be around, buying their next house or getting onto the property ladder, or even thinking about starting a family and having a child, that's actually a big decision, but it's also a massive financial decision. So this is a one-stop shop for employees to go and access resources, access tools, and also really high-quality educational content. The second pillar of Money Health is, I think, the game changer. And this is where we match every single employee with their own personal financial coach, who are very experienced, highly qualified individuals that can speak on any topic around personal finances. So whether it's somebody that perhaps has just left university and top of their agenda is thinking about paying off debt, well, they can speak to their coach about a plan, a personal plan for tackling that. Or it could be someone that is 25 years into their career and actually they're thinking about next steps and they're thinking about retirement and their pension. Well, again, they can speak to their coach about that. The third pillar of Money Health are those educational seminars. And as I said, that's really where this all started from. And they're still so important because a lot of people really value having that opportunity to sit down in a room, raise their hand and ask questions and go and speak with an expert on a particular topic. The fourth pillar is executive consulting. And this is where we offer one-to-one bespoke sessions with the senior executives of businesses who are likely to have the most complex issues and arrangements of their personal finances, and also the least amount of time. So that's why we offer, on top of the coaching, the opportunity to sit down with one of the Evelyn Partners financial planners and take a deeper dive into their finances, and also think about this from an investment perspective and a tax perspective as well. And of course, that's where Evelyn Partners is uniquely placed, because we bring all three of those areas of expertise to sit around the client and take that holistic view.
I love how you've described and encompassed it all, So why should companies invest in this?
So it's not just the right thing to do. And I think there's a very, very compelling argument as to you know, that alone, why companies are taking more of a paternalistic approach and recognizing that if they want their people to be happy and if they want their people to be loyal, then they should look after them. You know, that's quite a simple and clear argument there. But going beyond the reasons for enhancing the employee value proposition, there are some really strong reasons for the business case for this. And I'll pick out just three of those. First of all, people who are stressed by money are six times more likely to struggle with their productivity. So imagine if a quarter of your workforce are unproductive or less productive than they could be, that starts to have a real knock-on effect on, perhaps the revenue being generated or other important factors. They're also over twice as likely to be looking for a new job, as I said before. So there's huge costs that are associated with that. If you think of just the average of 1.5 times salary as the cost to replace someone, and that's not even taking into consideration the time, you know, the downtime when someone's gone and the impact on morale. And the third reason I want to just pick out here is that people who are stressed by money are seven times more likely to be taking time off. And in more extreme examples, that's when people are taking time off because they're stressed. And that, again, is a bad situation to be in. So that's why businesses are looking at the ways that they can enhance their employee benefits, how they can therefore improve productivity of the team if they're happy and they're focused. They can also minimize those people-related costs that might be borne from people taking time off or from people needing to be replaced. And finally, possibly the most important reason for most businesses is being that employer of choice. How can they stand out above the crowd, if you like, and how can they really demonstrate that they genuinely care about the well-being of their people? And I think this is a brilliant way of demonstrating that.
No, I completely agree. And it comes down to culture as well, right? Why people stay at the end of the day. So if you really want to differentiate yourselves. So Charlotte, you know, thank you so much for sharing. But I'm sure when you launched this program, there must have been some challenges. So what were the challenges you faced when launching the program, and how have the opportunities and challenges evolved over time?
Yeah, good question. So I think a big challenge for us at the moment is growing our team quickly enough, which is a nice challenge to have. But there's so many opportunities to be supporting businesses and engaging with businesses. And I think it's keeping up. So we're very much on a hiring spree at the moment to bring on new team members. I think another challenge has been, perhaps from the client's perspective, is really helping to educate around the difference between guidance and advice. Understandably, businesses are very nervous and apprehensive about being seen to tell their employees what to do and being seen to be advising them. That really is quite a risk, because imagine if something didn't go right and then the business felt responsible for the fact that they'd given that advice to an employee. So we spend a lot of time reassuring businesses and educating around how guidance is very different to advice. And that is what Money Health is providing. So while they are qualified financial planners that are engaging with employees, they're not telling the employees what to do. They're actually talking to them about their different options. They're educating them. They're making them aware of the different routes that they can take, the pros and cons of those different routes, and ultimately empowering the individual to make that decision themselves. So that's been something that's been very important for businesses to understand, and particularly when I'm engaging with the people teams or CFOs of businesses, founders of businesses, that's a question that's very often at the top of the list for them.
And any trends you're seeing amongst your clients and employees that you can share with us?
Yeah, so at the moment in particular, while we are in August, we have the end of the year, or we'll probably be there in a flash of an eye. So we're already speaking with a lot of businesses about how they can make sure they've got a financial well-being strategy in place to help people right now and also in the lead up to Christmas and the end of the year, when it can be typically quite a stressful time for people when there's a lot of expenses. There's sometimes people getting themselves into debt or into trouble around this time of year. So we're building a number of launch plans at the moment to start ramping up as we approach the end of the year. So we have a Talk Money Week in November, which is a big occasion to shout about money. You mentioned earlier that it can be a bit of a taboo, and this is all about trying to banish that and trying to make sure that people feel comfortable talking about money and recognizing the importance of improving their knowledge around this. So, yeah, what can we do to really support people through Talk Money Week, but also making sure that people are feeling supported through the cost of living crisis right now? Unfortunately, there's a lot going on around mortgages, interest rates more broadly, energy bills. There's a lot of additional pressure and stress on most households in the UK. So we are putting on a lot of educational seminars and webinars on these topics to help people feel supported at this time.
I was going to ask, you talked so much about support. Is there any other way that, Evelyn Partners are supporting its clients? I know you've
Yeah.
answered pretty much most of it.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can add?
But there's more, there is more, yes. So we have a brilliant employee benefits team at Evelyn Partners who work with businesses to understand and really conduct a health check, if you like, of the benefits that they're offering. So they actually would work with a business initially on sort of at their own cost to understand where they're doing things really well, where they might be able to improve, and actually if there are any big gaps in terms of how they're supporting their employees. So we work, as you would imagine, we work very closely with our employee benefits team, and where it's recognized that more could be done around employee well-being and specifically financial well-being, then of course that's where we can come in and start supporting them in terms of how they can enhance that part of their employee benefits.
And how do the challenges differ in the context of, financial well-being between your clients and internally at Evelyn Partners?
It's a really good question because, of course, at Evelyn Partners, we have hundreds and hundreds of financial experts. We have financial planners, we have investment managers, we have tax experts and accountants. So on the surface, you might expect there are big differences, but actually, I think there are far more similarities between our team at Evelyn Partners and what they need help with, and actually what any other business needs help with. And you also see that with the private banks that we're speaking with private equity firms that we're speaking with, other financial institutions. We're seeing a real common theme here, which is regardless of your professional expertise, there's almost always areas that you can still improve with regard to your personal finances. Because who's to say, you can be a fantastic investment expert, but actually, can you do more around your pension? And is there more you can understand around maximizing allowances and that sort of thing? So to answer your question, there's, to be honest, not that much different between internally and what we're supporting with and other types of businesses. And ultimately, it's about offering a bespoke solution to each individual and identifying for that person, where are they doing really well with their financial knowledge and where do they need more help? And we can identify that through our financial health check. And then based on the results of that health check, then the coach can tailor the support that they give to that individual.
So, you lightly touched upon the cost of living crisis, and I do have to bring that back because we cannot not talk about it, right? As we are currently living amidst, the cost of living crisis. How do you think companies can better support their employees? especially through this time?
Yeah, it's interesting because we're speaking with lots of businesses at the moment who have been giving one-off payments or perhaps a couple of payments to their team, very generously, but to support them through the cost of living crisis, which is fantastic, and of course is very well received by their employees. But it's really reassuring when we're having these conversations with businesses that they recognize that that's not the magic bullet. While it's very helpful and it's very much appreciated, it's not the solution. And actually having a more holistic approach to this and making sure that people feel appreciated, which is probably the main benefit of offering these one-off payments, that they feel seen, but also that they feel like they have the knowledge and the resources to help them use that money most effectively. So we see that as well, seminars at this time are incredibly helpful. And we're doing, as I said, lots of seminars around the cost of living crisis and sort of top tips for how employees can tackle this. But also going beyond that and actually providing that access to one-to-one coaching means that people can then take that further and go and speak to their coach and say, well, what does this actually mean for me? Like I've taken on board these suggestions, but how does that apply to my life? And what does that mean for me and my family? And that is really how now the businesses that we're working with are really cracking this and really having a big impact, because it's not just, let's just give a one-off payment, and it's not just let's do a one-off seminar. But when you bring that all together and with one-to-one coaching, then it's an incredibly powerful way to support people at this difficult time.
And any success stories you can share with us of companies, implementing a financial well-being program for their employees?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually just in the press about 2 weeks ago, it was brilliant to see one of our latest clients, Liqueo, publish some information about how excited they were to be launching Money Health. And interestingly, Liqueo are an asset and wealth management consultancy firm. So I guess that's another example of where, a lot of their team are absolutely, experts in their area, but still recognize that they could absolutely benefit from further support around financial well-being and their personal finances. So to give you some stats, I do always like to back it up with some data. So the businesses that we're working with, once they've implemented the Money Health Financial Wellbeing solution, they're seeing that their team are on average 92% more confident when they're being surveyed. 95% are feeling more organized, and 85% of them are feeling more knowledgeable about their finances. But it's also really interesting when you look at the impact it has on other benefits that businesses are offering. And I call this the halo effect of Money Health. And a really powerful example of that is pension contributions. Once employees have spoken with a coach and they've engaged with the platform, then they are 70% more likely to increase their pension contributions, which is incredible. The fact that people can recognize the importance of that and then actually take action off the back of it is a huge, huge win for businesses.
Charlotte, it has been amazing, speaking with you and learning more about, financial health and financial well-being, especially, putting it together in the workplace. But before we wrap up, what's the most exciting project or, product you're currently working on at Evelyn, and any news to share with our listeners?
Yeah, well, it's actually a big time for us at Evelyn Partners right now. It's exciting. We've just had one of our strongest years on record, which is fantastic. That's just been published. But we also have a brand new group CEO. So Paul Geddes has just joined the business, taking over from Chris Woodhouse, who's done an incredible job. But it's so exciting to have this new thinking and the new approach of Paul. So I think I would certainly say watch this space, because he is just getting his feet under the table right now. But I think over the next year, we're going to see some really, really exciting new ideas and propositions coming out of Evelyn Partners.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Charlotte.
It's a pleasure. I really enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. And thank you so much for bringing out, you know, and speaking about such an important topic. And I really genuinely hope that every company, you know, thinks about it and implements a financial well-being, you know, program for their employees. So more power to you and your team at Evelyn. And to all our listeners, thank you once again for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Do look out for upcoming episodes and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our programs and events. As well, if you want to find out more about whatever, you know, Evelyn Partners are up to. As always, until next time, please take very good care of yourselves.